Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to a brand new week at Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing this program during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time Hour, you are hearing our live broadcast, and we would like you to be a part of it. With a question or to join the conversation, give us a call now at 844-322-2742. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, it's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And now, here he is, a brand new minted father-in-law, Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob, and that is so true. Saturday, June 10th, I had the privilege, along with Gina, to give away our oldest daughter, Caitlin, to a wonderful guy, Jimmy Curry, and we had a wonderful wedding down in Mexico, a destination wedding. It was quite the experience. It was emotional. It was exciting. It was just everything that you could hope and dream for as far as a wedding is concerned. We just had the best time. It was a joyful celebration. It was really the putting together of two so that they can live now as one. And that's really what I want to talk about on today's broadcast as we, you know, continue our discussion on identity. When you think about marriage and the two becoming one, it really is a matter of identification.
So there
were two individuals, but now through this covenant that has been made and then the coming together, they are no longer two. They are now one. So identified with each other that they are seen as one singular unit. And that's what marriage is all about, and it's a picture. I think that's why Paul uses it as a picture of Christ's relationship with the church and our identity in Christ Jesus. So in Genesis chapter 2, we see the retelling of the story, the creation of man and woman, particularly woman. And at the end of it, the end of that chapter, it concludes with these words, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. The two shall become one." Well, that's in a physical sense, but it paints the picture of what has happened to us as believers in Christ. And in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul wrote this, and I love how he couches all of these incredible identity truths. He uses the phrase, "Do you not know?"
Yeah.
He uses it, I think, four different times in this particular section of Scripture, starting in verse 12 all the way down through verse 19, the end of the chapter. Do you not know? I mean, he assumes that you should know these powerful identity truths, and that if you do, they're going to reshape the way you live life. And so he's saying that, do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is, as it is written, the two will become one flesh. So if you're a believer, it doesn't make sense to join your body to a prostitute. You're identifying with a worldly, with a fleshly desire. That's not what God recreated you to do. That's not what God recreated you to be. But then he says, but he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. So what is our identity in Christ? The fact that we have become one spirit with Jesus, that we are so identified with one another that, you know, you can't tell us apart, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so as we learn to walk in this truth, to live out this truth, the fact that we are one with in spirit with Jesus, that's going to reshape everything about what we think, what we do, how we live our lives on a day-to-day basis. So we're so behaviorally oriented in this world, aren't we, Richard? We're so accustomed to trying to change the things that we do. And the Bible is very interested in getting us to understand who we are. And then once we know who we are, then behavior can flow from that truth.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Here's the truth that sets the table for this brand new life that God has called you to live. It's the truth that you are now one spirit with the Lord. And he goes on to say, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. So what is the natural outflow of this truth that you are one spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ? The fact that you're going to glorify God with your body.
Yes.
That you're going to use your body for a completely different purpose than what you used it for when you were worldly, when you were lost, when you were unregenerate, when you were one with the world, so to speak. That relationship has been severed. Now you're one with Christ in spirit. That's good news. And that's a powerful identity to embrace and then allow the Spirit of God to transform you in such a way that that identity is now being lived out in your day-to-day walk with the Lord Jesus.
That is good news. And I know, Richard, you and the rest of the staff and I would like to join together in wishing Caitlin and Jimmy the very, very best, God's rich blessings upon their union as husband and wife.
Yes.
Well, friends, it's Basic Gospel again, and we welcome you. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial if you would like to join us and pose a question or just join the general conversation. Give us a call. We want to share this time with you if you're hearing the broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour. 844-322-2742. Keep in mind, friends, that each day we stream live video of the Basic Gospel program to both Facebook and YouTube, and we hope you'll check us out on this new feature of Basic Gospel. Remember, too, that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and Bob and Richard, we're getting down to crunch time with regard to our financial need at the impending end of our fiscal year. So, Bob, talk to our listeners a little bit about the importance of supporting Basic Gospel, especially at this time.
Well, I think it just goes right back, Bob, to what we were talking about at the top of the program, our identity in Christ. There are so many believers out there that don't know. When Paul addressed that question or asked that question, do you not know? I think a lot of people would stare back at Paul like a deer caught in the headlights. They're not going to know how to answer that. Well, here's a program that is getting that truth out in a very powerful way across multiple platforms to as many people as possible. So how are we going to reshape the culture in which we live in? How are we going to lift up the name of Jesus Christ in this decaying society that we're a part of? Well, it's learning who we are in Christ. So we need support to continue to get that message out. Our target for the end of this month was $199,000 between June 1st and June 30th.
Yes.
We're $30,000 into that, so we got a ways to go, some road to travel. So we need your help. We need your urgent help. Tomorrow we're going to give you some details of a matching gift challenge that has come to us. We're very excited about that. But if you give, your gift is going to go double or go twice as far as it would have if we didn't have this matching gift challenge. So we're going to get all of those details together and put those up on our website tomorrow, send out some emails in that regard as well. But we need your help. We want to hit this target. As a matter of fact, we don't want to just hit this target. We want to crush this $199,000 target. So we need you to give. We need you to give generously. We need you to give joyfully. Why? Because the world needs Jesus like never before. There are so many blended messages out there. I was thinking the other day, you know, most pastors and pulpits, they bring out their theological blenders. And they take all the messages that are out there. They take the message from the law, from grace, from psychology, from science, from all of this. They dump them into a spiritual, theological blender and blend it all together, and then that's what they deliver. And they think that's going to be the most spiritually nutritional to the congregants. But the fact of the matter, they are taking all of the power, all of the nutrition out of all of those things. So we need to throw those theological blenders away and deliver the pure message of God's grace. And a gift today to Basic Gospel is going to do that, deliver the message in its most purest form so that people can receive the full impact of what Christ's death, burial, and resurrection is all about. So we need your help. We need your help urgently. We need you to go to our website today and make a gift to Basic Gospel.
Yes. Click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift, friends, to 844-322-2742 and get to know the real you, because we're going to send you a copy of this brand new CD series that we've produced to say thank you for your gift. Again, that's the real you. Phone 844-322-2742 or click donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, again, we'd love for you to join the broadcast if you're hearing the live broadcast in the first half of the 3 o'clock hour Central Time, 844-322-2742. That's the same number, and we would love to hear from you right now. But in the meantime, guys, a question from Robbie in New York City, and his question, if a born-again believer dies because of a sin on their behalf and dies during the act of the sin, do they face judgment in hell? Or is there still a place waiting for them in heaven? Can someone with the Holy Spirit indwelling them commit suicide? That's from Robbie in New York.
Well, that's a great question. Yes. And something that we really need to dig into and address, because the natural feeling, the natural way of thinking is that if you're committing a sin and you die in the middle of it, then you're done with. You've lost all mercy. You've lost all grace. You're going to have an express ticket to eternal judgment. But that's not true. It gets down to a matter of location. If you have come to Christ, you have received Christ, you have believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you've confessed with your lips that Jesus is Lord, you're saved. Now, what does that mean? It means, first and foremost, you've changed locations. You've changed family heads. You were once in Adam, but now you're in Christ. You were once a sinner, but now you're a saint. You were once a child of the devil, but now you're a child of God. And so all of that is true because of the work of Jesus Christ. And in that work that Jesus accomplished, he removed your sins once and for all. He took them away, not just some of them, but all of them.
Yes.
And now you have found your place, your center of life, in Jesus. Now, does that mean that we'll never sin again? Absolutely not. It simply means that we are in Christ. Christ is in us because he lives, because he has an indestructible life. We're going to live, and at one point, these bodies of ours are going to put on immortality as well. So that is the good news. So you don't have to worry if you're caught in the middle of a sin and then you die. If you're in Christ, you're in Christ.
Yeah.
And your salvation is guaranteed by the finished work of Jesus. And you have the seal within you, the Holy Spirit. And that seal, that deposit, was placed in you, guaranteeing your future with Christ. That you don't have to worry. It's all been done for you in Jesus, by Jesus, through Jesus, for Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the good news. Now, that's why many people think that suicide is the unpardonable sin.
Yeah.
And the reason they think that is that, you know, in suicide, there's no place for repentance.
Yeah.
I can't say to God, I'm sorry. I can't repent of that. And I can't come back to God, so to speak. And every other sin, we have that opportunity unless we die in the middle of it. And so we have to realize that repentance is something that is a huge word that moves our mind completely away from the things of this world as far as where we were once centered, and moves us to Christ, and that's where we're now centered. And the Holy Spirit keeps us there.
Yes.
And so we're going to stay centered in Jesus. Sometimes we'll move to the edge and we'll submit ourselves to fleshly desires and that sort of thing, but we're still in Christ. That's the good news. That's what we need to be focused on. That's where we need to anchor ourselves. And when we do, when we realize our identity is that we are one in spirit with Jesus, that's going to reshape all our thinking, our behavior, all those things that we're so interested in.
Yeah, I mean, when we think about marriage and one in flesh, we know that that oneness in flesh can be broken. There are way too many divorces. When you are one in spirit with Jesus, there is never a divorce. He will never divorce you, ever.
Right. So Jesus actually divorced you from your sins. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he severed that relationship, and now you have been joined to Christ Jesus, and he will never walk away. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Count on it. Bank on it. Thank the Lord for it.
Yes.
That's good news. That's Basic Gospel, everybody. We'd love for you to be a part of the broadcast at 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, do we have some other email questions?
We have a one-line question. I think it really gets to the heart of things. This is from Rick in Simpsonville, Kentucky. He asks, can we move the hand of God by praying?
Can we move the hand of God by praying? Well, I think the better question is, can God move our hands? And the answer to that is yes. You know, we have to realize that God initiates, we respond. And it's never going to be any other way but that.
Correct.
Now, we try to gather, you know, great numbers of people and in offering up a singular prayer, you know, as this group of people, we think in doing so, we can get God to do what we're requesting of him. We can move the hand of God. Well, God's hand has already moved toward us. Yeah. And we see that in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And that was unsolicited on our part. No one asked God to send Jesus. No one asked God to prepare a body for Jesus to inhabit so that he could be the eternal sacrifice for our sins. No one asked God to raise Jesus back to life so that we could have eternal life. God did that freely because of his love for mankind. We receive that. So God initiates, we receive. So God's hand has already moved toward us. We need to simply open up our hands and receive. Our hands are the problem, not God's. We don't need to try to move God's hands. We need to pray so that our hands can move to the receiving position and receive everything that God has for us in Christ Jesus. If we will receive, then we will be better equipped to live life as believers in this world. And so when we live life as who we are, we live out this identity in Christ, we're going to be living differently than anyone else around us. Not because we're special and wonderful and we're following rules. We'll live differently because of the very presence of God within us. So again, we don't need to worry about moving God's hands. We need to trust him to move ours into the right position so that we can receive and walk fully in this new identity that we have in Christ.
There's a really simple analogy for this. Think about a baseball player or a football player. If your hands are in the throwing position, you cannot catch. You cannot catch because your hands are in the wrong place.
Yes.
God is the one who is pitching to us, who is delivering the ball to us. Where our prayer is, make my hands in the receiving position so I can catch this.
Yeah. Good point, Richard. Thank you. Friends, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And friends, if you have become a new creation through faith in Jesus Christ, you have a new identity. And understanding your new identity in Christ can dramatically impact the way you live life. Have you made that discovery? Well, in a new CD series from Basic Gospel, you can get to know the real you. It's our gift to you this month as our way of saying thanks to you for your love gift to Basic Gospel. Click donate at basicgospel.net or just phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and get to know the real you. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or click donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, as you could tell from that, we are Basic Gospel, and if you have a question, something you'd like to pose, why, we encourage your call right now. If you're still hearing it in the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to finish off the broadcast really taking a deeper look at this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and really looking at those do you not know passages. And we're going to start in verse 14. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
Yeah.
So that's a very important question for us to ask and answer. Do you not know that? Do you not know that you're a member of the body of Christ, that you belong to Jesus? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? So this whole line of questioning is in context of fleeing sexual immorality.
Yes.
That's how life was lived before Christ. Sexual immorality was just part of the landscape, part of the fabric of life. It's certainly a part of the fabric of life today. I mean, there is such a casual attitude towards sexual immorality as if it's nothing, no big deal. It's just what people do.
Yeah.
But it really is something that attacks a person's identity. It makes them question and wonder who they really are and why they're here. Why? Because if it's just a perversion of what God designed, then you're just going to miss the mark on all fronts.
Yes.
So he's saying, here's a powerful truth that can set the table to move you in a completely different direction. So shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? Do you not know that you're identifying and that it's going to shake you up on the inside?
Yeah.
There's a new phrase that the kids are saying. We're all shook. It is just I'm shook. And that's what this does. I mean, it just leaves you shook. You don't know who you are anymore. And then it goes on to say, for it is written, the two will become one flesh, but he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body.
Yeah.
So that's where those feelings of insecurity, of questioning who you are, come from. So often it's from sexual immorality. You think it's just casual sex, but it gets deep into the psyche, and it really disturbs and disrupts any confidence that you have as a person. And so he's saying, don't go down that path. And then he says this, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? That is the key truth. That is the powerful truth about your identity in Christ. You believe it, it's going to set the table for a whole new way
yes.
of living. Believer,
yeah.
do you not know you are now one in spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ? And let me tell you, it doesn't get much better than that as far as news for the soul.
You're absolutely right, Bob. And wow, thanks for those thoughts. And friends, it's the good news that you hear every day on Basic Gospel. And we're glad that you're with us today. We hope you'll be with us again tomorrow. We're here, and we would love to hear from you overnight if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live. 844-322-2742. That's kind of become our universal number. We'd like for you to use it overnight and pose a question. You can pose it in your own voice, and we would be glad to address it on a soon-coming edition of Basic Gospel. So it's 844-322-2742 anytime, day or night. We're only 18 days away from that fiscal year, as Bob Christopher was mentioning a little earlier in the broadcast. And to say thanks for your gift this month to help us meet our year-end goal, we're going to send you a copy of The Real You, a new CD series by Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and get to know The Real You. That's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. Now for Bob Richard, the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.